Jeannie Duffy is here to talk about the 11th year of the Greek Festival, put on by St. Thomas the Apostle Orthodox Church out on South Holiday Avenue, just south of Republic Road, and about a, well, let's see, I guess it's between Scenic and the intersection of Kansas Expressway.
Exactly. Right. There'll be signs out there, too, to point people the
right
way.
Mm-hmm. And the three-day event starts tonight from 5 to 10 p.m. and runs from noon to 10 tomorrow, and then Sunday from noon until 3. Mm-hmm. So what's happening in the Greek festival this year?
Well, we've done this so long that we just have it down pat, but we always have other ideas and new things to add, Randy.
Right.
We're always doing it. One of our folks in the Greek festival, Tom Letchworth, last year said, how about a chariot ride for the kids? And
yeah,
we said, what? A chariot ride
chariot
for the
ride,
kids?
Yes.
And I said, Tom, if we do this, we will be the only Greek festival, and you know there are lots of them all
right
over the country, that'll have a chariot ride for the kids. And darn if he didn't do it. We've got it out there ready to go, and we'll see.
Now, what's going to happen, you know, as I was saying before, right before 10 o'clock, most of the heavy rain threat, much of it anyway, has been moved east of Springfield, but we will still get some rain. So what will happen with things like the chariot ride?
We have big tents, way big tents. And, you know, we can dance any place.
Right.
We've been dancing on the parking lot of this church for 10 years, and we can keep on dancing. And the chariot ride, little umbrellas over the little kids, maybe. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out what to do. You just never know when you have an outdoor event what's going to happen.
Right.
We've been lucky all these years, and maybe our luck will hold.
Well, the Greek festival is a traditional celebration of everything Greek, Greek music, Greek dance, both predominating, but also, well, actually, I guess it's probably a third of each of those and a third of Greek food and drink.
Right. Absolutely. A favorite is saganaki. That's not burning cheese, but flaming cheese that you
blow it out before you eat it.
Well,
yes.
you pour ouzo on it, then you light it on fire.
Okay.
And then you douse it with lemon juice, and you eat it with pita bread, and it's the best stuff. People love that. We've, of course, got the traditional Greek coffee by Michelle at Coffee Ethic. And this year we're doing it in a very authentic way, is that we're warming up the water for the coffee in the sand. Yes, we'll see how that goes, too.
Now, you'll be, of course, offering Greek memorabilia, silent auctions of items donated by local vendors.
Right.
What else?
Again, we have all the food. We have some vasalopita, which is Greek bread. We have a lot of memorabilia and souvenirs from Greece and other places. And we've just got a mix of stuff that we there are a lot of things to do, not to mention the Be Greek for a Day photo booth, which is a free thing. And as I mentioned, I was always think, oh, people dress up. We have things to dress up in, and people just love that. And so that's fun, too.
Who's doing the music?
Well, we are doing it. The parishioners are doing the music. We have I've selected music that I've used from my childhood of when I was dancing when I was small. And so it's just a mixture of various people doing music. Someday I'd like to play it on air for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You also, of course, the parish priest there, Father Andrew Moore, gives brief talks about the Orthodox faith all weekend long.
He does. And people find that very interesting because it's not something that people always know about around here because it's Orthodox faith. There's churches in big metro areas, but in a
As far as the number of parishioners, how big is St. Thomas?
Maybe 75 families. It's very small, and so it's just amazing that we put this on at all.
Much less the fact that it's just been going on for 11 years and has been
growing
in size every year and has been
successful.
People
are enthusiastic about it. They're just the we're all, because we're, it's not just Greeks, you know, it's Romanians, Russians, and some recent immigrants, some not, all kinds of people there. That's what I enjoy about it.
It's not Eastern Orthodox, it's Greek Orthodox, and it's a different
Orthodoxy is a umbrella for Russian Orthodox, Serbian Orthodox, Romanian Orthodox in each of those countries. So we all have, it's like Eastern European is what it is.
Well, the Greek festival, again, opens tonight at 5 p.m., runs until 10 o'clock, and then all day tomorrow, noon to 10 p.m., and Sunday after church services, and noon to 3 at the St. Thomas the Apostle Orthodox Church, and that is at 4200 South Holiday Avenue, just south of Republic Road in West Springfield. And if you'd like information, you can call the church at 841-8586. Your Facebook page has information on it as well.
And there's free parking, and it's free admission. So we wanted to tell people there's lots of room for parking out there.
How big of crowds do you have?
Well, we count it by, it's hard to keep track, but we count it by the number of meals we served, and maybe about 5,000, which we think is really good for us for such a small. Now it's more like a party.
There's no admission charge.
No, not at all.
Do you take donations?
Sure, if people want to, but no, there's no, just come and eat, drink, dance, and have your kids ride on that chariot ride.
it'll seat four kids, I believe, right?
Yes, I think that's right.
Right.
Yes.
And the dances, I hope, are taught.
We'll
play the music and you just do whatever you want.
Well, you know what Greek dancing is? You hold hands, you're in a semicircle, there's a leader, and as long as you just hold on and just keep on going.
The style doesn't matter that much, huh?
It does. We just like to see people dance because it's a very positive, happy thing, and you forget any troubles you had. You're trying to concentrate and not fall on your feet, sort of thing. But it's just, I'm a just big proponent of dancing. I think any dancing you do is good for the soul.
And Greek dancing in particular, the 11th Greek Festival at St. Thomas the Apostle Orthodox Church, tonight through Sunday afternoon, and there are tents, there are things indoors in the church itself, especially with Father Andrew giving talks about the Orthodox faith and all the tents that have silent auction items and Greek memorabilia for sale. And for information, call 841-8586 or visit the church's Facebook page, the St. Thomas the Apostle Orthodox Church Springfield Facebook page. And all right, Jeannie Duffy, once again, fun to have you in talking about that
thank
every
you.
Year.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Randy. You do a great job.
Thank you very much.